This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. When we first started this site back in 2005, one of the ideas was to do as many interviews as we could to support bands that were coming into town. The idea is to get more people to go see shows. Sadly, we've only been able to do that on a very limited basis. However, last week I was contacted by the members of Hodienda to see if I could help promote their gig at the Tea Bazaar. I said I wanted to use them as guinea pigs for a new generation of interviews, and so on Sunday morning, we spoke via Skype for this brief interview.
Whoa, Matt. We're Skyping.
Keep in mind that while conducting the interview, I was looking after my two small children and had to deal with an escaped dog. Crickets seem to have invaded our Skype transmission, but that may be okay, given that Hodienda describes themselves as noise pop. I connected with them, and as an experiment, I'm going to let them do all the talking, with only an occasional question from me.
We as a band were called Hodienda. We're fairly new in the sense of actually playing. We've only been playing together for about 4 months or so, maybe. But as people, I'm Steve Formel.
And I'm John Melillo.
Each of us used to play in different bands. I played drums in a band called Mina, and he played guitar in a pretty awesome band called Mount Misery. And so that's how we met each other. And
because these two bands, we somehow got hooked up playing together a lot.
No, it wasn't Matt. It was because I really liked his band, so I used to book them with us all the time. We were both in New York City. I moved away from New York City for a while, and in that time, we started emailing each other random like bits of noise and weirdness that we were making and songs. And so kind of, even though we've only been playing together 4 months, the idea of this project's been going on for a couple years now, I guess. We generally tell people that we're somewhere between Nick Cave and The Wires, which, you know, we may or may not sound like that. Basically, I guess I would describe us as noise pop, in the sense that we both have really wide musical tastes. It comes out as, you know, us trying to write pop songs, but all at the same time, we both really like noise and messiness and kind of destructive activities, so that it's kind of a mashup of those things.
We were both sort of, I think, doing music that kind of represents the places we were at that time, because Steve was working on a boat, actually, and while he was working on the boat, he didn't really have access to, you know, many instruments, so all he had basically was his guitar and his computer, and so he was sending me all of these like sweet little acoustic kind of songs.
It was interesting actually, and because the best way it was just a vocal mic, so that all I had was one vocal mic, and my acoustic guitar was not very loud, and it's a classical guitar, so I would take the microphone and literally shove it, I would pull the strings to the side, put the microphone inside the body of the guitar, and that's how I would record these tracks.
And meanwhile, I was still in the city, and I'm really into like the kind of heavy, like harsh noise stuff. I've always been a fan of like Sonic Youth, but especially like the weirder Sonic Youth when they're actually kind of improvising and doing noise like that. And so I would send Steve these tapes of me doing my own like little guitar noise experiments.
Let's describe our tracks. We have like 6 tracks on MySpace, is that right?
Yeah.
Track probably most people like is called Cold Dark Teeth. It's a really cool song in general. Kind of eerie. I think that, if anything, that's kind of shows the idea of the minimalism of the time. So, it's very stark.
Rain covered the front porch with their gray remains.
Jones. I think he'd be just dynamite.
Pushing youth. I'm sick of it. The great stars like Bettina and Rita.
You're just jealous, John, because you're not a teeny bopper anymore.
Young men. Huh? Youth. Rock. I'm so sick of rock. Aren't you sick of rock? They all come to you, those rock stars. Rock is coming.
Oh, yeah.
A song called To Me Senses, which again is kind of like, if it's on it, it's not really hard to set it back to you. It changes a lot. People like to dance to it, which is very loud, so,
whatever that means. Yeah, people like to dance to it. Speaking of Sean, are you there now? Hey guys, my dog ran off. I need to wrap up. Keep talking if you want. I have to find a dog.
Oh no.
Oh man, that's crazy.
Oh no.
Well, let's see. While Sean is finding a dog.
I guess we're still going.
Yeah, we're still going. So, Sean, are you still chasing your dog? I guess so. Cool. Well, we should stop, because if we haven't sounded like retards already.
Yeah. what else could we say?
I think that's it. Well, we're playing T Bazaar, then the Hexagon, then we're playing the M Room in Philly, the Hexagon in Baltimore, and then back to Brooklyn on the 21st. So
it's Silent Bar for the Summer Solstice show.
Yeah, exactly, the Summer Solstice show.
Yeah.
And and then we're going to continue to play on and off in the summer, and we hope to be back out touring again. At the end of September, something bigger, probably down the East Coast, Texas, Chicago, that kind of thing. If you want us to play for you,
we would play anywhere. Yeah.
Sure.
And, Charlottesville is always like a place you want to stop, though.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
All right. Well.
Turn it off.
No.
Turn it off.
There's got to be more.
That's it.
Sean, if there is actually anything more you want to ask, send us an email.
Or we'll see you.
Or we'll actually see you, maybe. I mean,
yeah.
If you're not taking care of the kids, definitely come out and hang out with us.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Later. Thank you very much,
I'm
Sean.
I'm back. I found
him. Oh, you're back. Oh.
Yeah.
Cool.
He was down in the... He escaped through the back of the fence and was in a gully.
Oh.
What time does your show start?
That's a good question. No, I think it's at 8 o'clock, I think.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'd like to try to be there, but I'm a reporter, and I'm going to be. It's city council meeting tomorrow night, and unfortunately, it's a very full meeting. But I might try to drop over or something. Are you guys leaving right away afterwards?
No.
We'll be staying in the area with a friend of John's. So
yeah.
Okay, I got.
And we'll be hanging out at the show all night, so
yeah.
As long as possible.
We're really excited about it, or at least I'm really excited. There's another one of the bands we're playing with called Your Unreal Animal Spirit, or no, Your Unreal Animal Spirit in the Real City, or something to that effect.
Yeah,
is playing, and I'm pretty excited about seeing them. I think they're going to be pretty rad. I only know them through MySpace, but
I eventually did find the dog. If anyone knows how to install fences, let's talk about bartering in exchange for underwriting announcements here on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. But after listening to the interview, in which I was more or less not present, I was able to get the sense that Hodienda is most proud of their frenetic stage show.
We appreciate putting on a show, because you have to have a show too. I mean, I'm a little bit of a shoegazer glum type, and Steve's a little bit more, out there. But at the same time, I think we both enjoy the idea of, like, having all the energy you can just come out on stage for that one half hour, 40-minute moment,
Yeah.
Hodienda is playing at the Tea Bazaar on June 15th, 2009. That's today if you're listening today, and sometime in the past if you're listening in the future. I'm Sean Tubbs, and thanks for listening. There we are now. Everybody.